Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dee Heaton, and she's the Executive Director for the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. Good morning to you, Dee.
Good morning, LaVon. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you for visiting with us because you have some shows coming up at the Opera House that we need to talk about, and one of them is happening this coming Friday. So let's talk about that one first.
I'm really excited to share this one. And since the middle school music teacher there is Cheryl Thompson, her daughter-in-law is the lead singer for Breakaway.
Oh.
There's quite a connection there.
Yes, kind of like somebody coming home, maybe not quite, but kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
And the rest of the band is out of Omaha. They do a lot of current country songs, some classic rock, and some ballads. But this is Breakaway on August 24th. It starts at 7 o'clock. If you buy your tickets 24 hours in advance, the adults are 15 and students are 5. Or if you buy them the day of, adults are $20 and students are $10.
Okay, so plan ahead. That would be helpful. But if you can't, if you want to do last minute, well, that's okay too. And, of course, since it's the Corning Opera House Cultural Center, I'm hoping that everybody will assume that it's in Corning, Iowa, because that's where it is. So, how do you decide? You know, we've got some more programs to talk about, but how do you decide? How do you find out what programs are going to be?
You can always check our website, corningoperahouse.com. Our calendar is kept up to date on there. And we also have a Facebook page under Corning Opera House. So a lot of our events are posted on there.
Okay, great. So, Breakaway, and I know you've done other country things, but you have a wide variety of programs that you do offer people. So let's talk about the one that's the middle of September.
Okay. Right now we have a special going on. If you buy tickets to two or three of these shows, then you can save 25%. So the first show would be Breakaway. The second one is Tonic Solfa. They are an a cappella group. They have won Emmys and Grammys. They have performed like at Hoyt Sherman in Des Moines. You can watch them on Iowa Public Television. They are based out of Minneapolis. Again, it's an a cappella group. They sing a lot of pop tunes. Hmm. And adults are $30 and students are $10, or you can take $5 off if you buy in advance.
Okay. So I think the a cappella groups are, since they've been on TV, you know, the show on TV, and more groups are singing that way, you know, I think, unless I just wasn't aware, this is just sort of a new trend right now of the a cappella groups.
It is. I would say probably the last 5 years it's really become popular, maybe 10 years, but yes, they're really catching on.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the sound that they make. You'd swear for some of them that there's a big orchestra behind them.
Oh, you would. They have quite the beatboxer in this group with his drumming. And one of the guys is very, very talented, and he will even play some drums occasionally to accompany some songs.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing group. This will be like the third time we've had them. They're one of our favorites. People request them frequently.
How many people are in the group?
Four.
Oh, okay. And again, they sound like many more than that, I'm guessing.
Yes, they do. Uh-huh.
Interesting. So again, you said we, of course, can look at your website and your Facebook, but it could also go to Iowa Public TV to kind of get a feel for it. And obviously, Dee, if you keep having them back, they are very popular.
They are. They just light up the stage and the audience is just thrilled. They're very engaging.
All right. So that's at September 15th, middle date in September. And do basically all your evening shows start at 7 o'clock?
They do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, that's 7. Well, then let's look down a few more days into September. We talked about the middle of September. Now we're going to talk about the end of September.
Yes. This is the third one of the three you can choose from for 25% off. It's coming from Branson, and it's a Neil Diamond tribute. He's won many awards in Branson. The performer's name is Keith Allen, and he will be here on September 29th. And again, that shows at 7. And advance tickets for adults are $20 and at the door are $22, and students are $5. And he looks like Neil Diamond. He sounds like Neil Diamond. Pretty impressive guy.
Okay. It sounds like he probably was very talented, and he decided if he looked a little like Neil Diamond, he might as well go with that, because, again, very popular. Neil Diamond and his music, very popular kind of music. So you've got these folks coming that really people love to hear. So those are shows in August and September, and we will review those again before we leave you today. But let's just quickly list some of the other kinds of shows that are coming up in the remainder of this year.
In October, we partner with the Johnny Carson Birthplace, and we put on a talent show, or our Tonight Show. And November, Donovan Johnson is a pianist, and he's going to be performing all Peanuts music from Charlie Brown theme. And in December, the community will get to participate in a Madrigal Dinner. So we'll be having auditions for that, for the acting parts, and then choir members sing. It's going to be very funny.
Funny? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Funny? Okay. Now, and can you give us dates, perhaps, of when the tryouts are?
I don't know them yet.
Okay. No? So, people, we can check on your website or your Facebook to keep up to date with that. Because for that, now, you talked about community members, but do people come from outside of your county? Do they come for a little ways to participate in those?
Yes, they do.
So,
we've had people from Creston and Bedford and Messina, Villisca, 20, 30 miles around us.
Okay. So, you know, there are people in communities who love to participate in those kind of things, but there's not just an opportunity in every community. So that's great that you're offering this possibility for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then, in addition to these scheduled performers, as I recall, you also have some activities, some musical activities on the weekends that are kind of just get-togethers?
We do. Once a month we have Opry shows. And the next one of those is this Sunday, August 26th. And they start at 2 and they end at 5. They cost $8. And every month they have a different special guest. And the guest on this Sunday is Kim Plender. She's a vocalist from South Dakota.
Oh.
And that's a lot of the old classic country music. Mm-hmm. And you can either sit or you can get up and kick your heels up and do some dancing.
Okay, so great music that's going on at the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. So, and I was in Corning, I was at the Cultural Center not very long ago for another kind of meeting. So obviously, it's not just the musical events you have there, but you are open to other kinds of activities, such as meetings, and what else happens there?
We do. We have lots of meetings, conferences, and we have vendor fairs. We do weddings, class reunions, family reunions. We have a smaller room that holds about 30, depending on how it's arranged, 30 to 50. And then our large auditorium, we rent both of those out. So we have options.
Okay. And it is beautiful. Oh, I was admiring the restroom when I was there. The work in the floor, I mean, it is a beautiful place to visit. The renovation of the Opera House has been wonderful. And so people, you know, if you don't know about this, you should go check it out on one of these, for one of these events or one of these times. So, Dee, if we wanted to rent it, if we wanted to have something there, what's the best way to contact you?
Probably by phone. And that number is 641-418-8037. Or they can email corning.oh@gmail.com.
Okay. And I think, I'm guessing if you just searched, if you say, I don't remember any of that, if you just search for Corning Opera House, I'm guessing it'll come up and we can get that information. So,
right.
Let's just quickly, again, remind folks of the three programs coming up, and we have a special deal if we purchase two out of those three. So those three are?
The first one is August 24th, and it's a breakaway. It's a country group. And September 15th is a Saturday, and that is Tonic Sulfa, and that's an a cappella group. And September 29th is a Neil Diamond tribute.
All right.
Oh, those are at 7.
Thank you very much. Dee Heaton, the Executive Director for the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. Check that out, folks. Until next time, here's a thought from John Wooden. Things turns out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out.